Come join us this Shabbat, and Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Back here, and with us this morning is Byron Richards, and we're going to be talking about legislation that is going through Congress, and I'm sure will be enacted. I'm sure the president will sign it, that will massively expand FDA control over your lives, over your ability to use vitamins and minerals and health products. And a frightening nightmare scenario. We can never trust any government bureaucracy. Our founding fathers, I didn't trust them. That's why they wanted to limit the centralized power of government, knowing it would be much harder to corrupt the policies of the 13 individual states than one centralized government. And as President Jefferson had said so well, you know, when all power is centralized in Washington, D.C., we will have a government as corrupt and venal as that which we've recently separated ourselves from. Nothing has changed, ladies and gentlemen. Those who would control our lives realize far easier to do it if you have all power in Washington, D.C., than if you've got to go through all those individual state governments. There might be some states that where you could corrupt the people. And after all, it's, you know, if we want to control the people better, it's all done from Washington, D.C. And so the FDA is in the hands of the drug companies. And, of course, the one thing the drug companies want is not for you to be healthy. They want you to be unhealthy. That's how they sell more drugs. And people say, that's crass. Who could ever imagine anything that could be true? And yet, think about it. I mean, could you really sell drugs for cancer if there weren't cancer? Could you sell drugs for heart disease if there weren't heart disease? And the most profitable corporations in America today, perhaps outside of Exxon and the oil companies, are the drug companies. And believe me, billions of dollars are wasted every year on useless drugs, whereas there is an attack on our ability to take vitamins and minerals and other health products. Byron, thank you so much for being with us today.
Pleasure to be with you, Dr. Stan.
Well, bring us up to date.
Well, the H.R. 2900, which is met by the companion bill in the Senate 1082, is now headed to the conference committee, and then it will go ahead and be signed into law by the president. This is a done deal. It is over. And so what has happened here, essentially, Dr. Stan, is that the FDA has turned into a drug company. This new legislation creates something called the Reagan-Udall Foundation for the FDA, which puts the FDA in charge of drug development design, patenting, licensing, and marketing. So the very agency that is supposed to be in charge of safety just made a huge business splash here, Dr. Stan. And all I can say is consumers need to beware, because this is really over the deep end.
And, of course, isn't it interesting that they put Reagan's name in there? He's very popular with the public. And so by using his name, they sort of make this very benign. I certainly think that President Reagan was always against expanding government control. At least that is the image we have that has been impregnated into our minds, and so how could anything that President Reagan endorsed be bad? And yet, could you explain to our listeners how this is going to impact on them, what the FDA is going to do as far as the use of vitamins and minerals to undermine their use, so that we will not be able to maintain our health in an ever increasingly polluted and problematic society?
Well, that's right. The FDA is a little more than a police force bully to prop up Big Pharma, as you mentioned here at the top of the hour, Dr. Stan. And the whole thing with this Reagan-Udall, I mean, the FDA is an incredible organization. I mean, we see on the pages of the papers every day a new food scandal, a new food safety scandal. And so here we have this agency that is completely inept at doing what they're supposed to be doing. And then they create huge fear amongst the public, whether it's about food, about dietary supplements, whatever it happens to be. And they do this so that they can then get more regulatory power. And it's not that all the people in the FDA are inept. It's that they don't want to really do the job they're supposed to be doing. Their intention, the FDA management's intention, is to prop up drug companies and not really work on anything else very much. And then they have revolving door jobs with them. And so this is a horrendous situation. But what's happened in this new legislation is that the FDA, based on fear that from its own ineptitude and in doing what it's supposed to be doing, has made it so that they can now brand dietary supplements as unsafe using drug-related risk-benefit analysis, which is not according to the history of food and drug law. Dietary supplements are foods. They're safe until proven otherwise. It's the FDA's responsibility to show that they're adulterated in some way, meaning they're contaminated. And now what the FDA wants to do, instead of just doing normal things, is it wants to be able to quantify an actual nutrients components as toxic, independent of contamination, and then remove it from market, even if the commonly consumed doses pose no threat to human health, which is the case with all dietary supplements mostly, and with food mostly.
I'll never forget what they did with L-tryptophan. I mean, L-tryptophan was a very effective sleeping tablet. I mean, it was so effective that it was competing with other very expensive ones that were on the market, you know, the ones with the butterflies and all of this sort of thing, or moths. You know, and so because there was one company that put out an adulterated, genetically modified L-tryptophan over in Japan, they outlined all L-tryptophan for all companies, for all Americans, for, I don't know, probably a decade or more, you know, so that the sleep supplements could do well financially. Absolutely no justification for it. It was only one company. Relax those regulations. I think we can.
No, they have not. And
yeah,
the only case where a truly adulterated nutrient was uncovered, documented, removed from the market, and then they wouldn't let the product itself back on the market. The reason was obvious. Tryptophan had just won a double-blind study with Prozac, and it was a conclusive victory. That it was more effective for depression than the best-selling antidepressant of that time. That's why they kept it off the market for 10 years. This
That's
is what
true.
The FDA does with their power. They abuse their power, Dr. Stan. You know, I write about this extensively in Fight for Your Health, exposing the FDA's betrayal of America. People just do not comprehend how an agency that's supposed to be in charge of health is so against people's well-being. It's hard to comprehend, but it's true.
Well, if you're looking at things logically, it is. But if you understand the real motivation, it's logical. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In the self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning is Byron Richards. We're talking about the corruption that exists because we've turned our back on our Constitution. There is no authorization in the Constitution of the United States for the FDA, and there's a specific restriction on creating such a massive bureaucracy within the meaning of the Ninth and Tenth Amendments for all powers not specifically given to Congress by the Constitution are restricted to the states and to the people. And so whenever you allow power to be used, it will be misused. And that's what Americans have forgotten. I mean, well, after all, I mean, certainly we need to have some regulation of those imports coming in from China that are contaminated. And yes, we probably do. And it should be done at the state level. And, in fact, we shouldn't be importing things from China. We ought to be having tariffs to protect our own products, but we're not doing that. And so, basically, once we've turned our back on our Constitution, then it's only a matter of how much corruption will we tolerate. Well, if you've read Byron's excellent book, A Fight for Your Health, you'll certainly find story after story of misuse of government power to the detriment of the health of the American people and for the enrichment of the drug companies. Incredible but true. Why a power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely everyone, and specifically those within the FDA who look forward to a happy retirement and a golden parachute after their retirement from working for the drug companies. So pick this story up, Byron.
Well, absolutely right here on the constitutional issue, but the degree of FDA corruption and big pharma collusion runs very deep. For example, with this new law, when the FDA designs a drug and then it injures or kills somebody, what the FDA is trying to get through on a federal basis is the idea, it's called preemption. And what it means is that if you're injured or sued, or excuse me, if you're injured or killed by an FDA drug, you'll have no rights to sue the FDA in state court. So they're essentially doing this federal power play where they're trying to eliminate state rights for citizens to have recourse. This is already on the drug labels, and the FDA is just simply waiting for this issue to be tested in federal court. And so it's an amazing power grab. And, of course, the FDA needs these rules so that when the drugs it designs kill people, that the people won't be able to sue the FDA or our federal government, which is what would happen if the FDA wasn't able to do this.
And that's why the FDA shouldn't be able to do this, so that if a drug company puts a product on the market that, you know, they know is going to be harmful and kills a lot of people, those people ought to have some recourse. What we're doing is taking away freedom from the American people and the right to be protected from misuse of power by drug company officials, as we've done in the instance of vaccines. But how can you justify they can turn out cardiac drugs that they know are unsafe, as they did with Vioxx, and they knew it was going to kill 60,000 to 160,000 people, and they didn't care?
Well, and Dr. Stan, the whole thing, as you well know, is that when a drug comes on the market, no matter how much clinical trial testing it's had, nobody knows how it's going to really perform in the real world. And that's why the post-marketing is so important, you know, the drug evaluation. And what the FDA is now proposing under this new law that just passed is that they have even less testing and experiment on people with the drugs, and then collect data more efficiently so they can tell where the problems are. So to help Big Pharma out of its doldrums getting new drugs to the market, they're going to speed up the process by allowing less safety testing, and then the drugs are obviously going to be more injurious to the public, yet they're going to prevent the public from suing. This is the new FDA plan that the Senate and the Congress just rubber stamped as if they're doing us a favor in the name of safety. It is a joke. It's a flat-out fraud, Dr. Stan.
And it's amazing how the titles of these bills are designed not to reveal what's in them, but to conceal what's in them. And I dare say there's not one of the 1,000 people who doesn't listen to talk radio who has any idea the real significance of that legislation. I'd certainly never know that from reading the articles in the paper.
No, the paper doesn't report on this, and that's obvious because Big Pharma is the biggest advertiser for these newspapers as well as for the media. And so they're not going to shoot their golden idol in the foot. They don't want to report on any of this. It's just a testament to what happens when you have money, what you can actually do to maintain power. You know, as we're talking her earlier in the show, Dr. Stan, about the states and finding some ability of the states to help out. Well, that's nice, except Big Pharma also owns the states, and they do it in a very interesting way. The states are owned through the pension retirement plans of the employees of the state. And so their retirement funds, their pension funds, are heavily, heavily invested in Big Pharma stocks. And so anything the state legislatures do that curtails Big Pharma's power actually shoots their own retirement plans in the foot. And so we're getting nailed in every which direction on this issue. It is, we're just up to our eyeballs in Big Pharma owning us, and it's just a terrible thing.
It really is. And, well, at this point, is there anything that can be done? Certainly, the conference committee for the Senate and the House is not going to...
No, there's nothing that can be done. The Senate and the House, consider this must-pass legislation because it involves funding of the FDA with Big Pharma fees. I call that, of course, paying off the mob for protection, which is what it obviously is. But apparently the clowns in Congress can't understand that when Big Pharma pays the FDA to determine how it will be regulated, there's something wrong with that. Yet they don't. They didn't even debate that. They just said, well, we can't find the money, so we have to have $500 million a year coming from Big Pharma to pay the FDA because we can't, use taxpayer money. We're too busy in Iraq or wherever we are spending hundreds of billions. We don't have $500 million, so we have to have this collusion in place. And so because of that, that bill will become law by September 30th of this year. There's just no option. And the provisions in it that attack dietary supplements and health freedom, they were side issues. They hardly even came up other than the fact that we raised them to them across the nation. And many people spoke out on this, but it just wasn't enough people to overcome the billions of dollars of vested interest. I mean, Big Pharma has two lobbyists for every member of Congress actively working on Capitol Hill. Big Pharma just cleaned the clock of Americans.
Now, what about the organizations that you don't expect would be, out there working for us? Aren't there organizations that represent the health food industry, the herbal supplement industry, organizations that represent the right of the people to actually, the sort of food and vitamins that they want? What was their position on this legislation?
Well, the two major organizations, trade organizations, are the Natural Products Association, formerly NNFA, now NPA, and the Council for Responsible Nutrition, or CRN, and they have very nice-sounding names. But they have been bought up by Big Pharma and work in collusion with the whole operation now. So we have a very serious situation where the CRN, for example, the members now include Bayer and BASF and Monsanto and Cargill and a whole lot of network marketing companies who have sold out the American consumer and are actively participating and jockeying for position in the New World Order. These companies just go along with whatever the big pharma companies tell them to do, hoping that they're going to be a big player as the sales in China open up and this sort of thing. Well, I mean, I'm sorry, but you can't sell out America and think that you're a good company still, and I just find that rather atrocious. The Natural Product Association, likewise, has been taken over by big pharma-owned companies, and so a lot of the grassroots consumer that got out to the health food stores, say, back in 1994 when we were able to pass the SHEA to protect our dietary supplement freedom, that is now gone and has been replaced by a trade organizations that want to eliminate all of the small dietary supplement companies from the market and want to have an elite group of core companies that range in sales from the $100 million to the $1 billion range and more in charge of the entire industry. About 20 companies is what they see that they like to have, and so they're part of the problem.
And the same thing has happened then with the organizations that used to represent the health food companies. This happened with so much of the conservative, yes, and the Christian movement in America. And they've simply been taken over by the opposition. And if you were sitting in a position of power and you saw all these this opposition coming to your program to manipulate things in your favor, wouldn't you want to control the opposition? It's a game as old as empire, a game as old as time, and this is what they've done. So the president certainly is going to sign this legislation. Isn't he, Byron? Isn't he very favorably disposed to the drug companies?
Well, no question about it.
His father sat on the board of Eli Lilly for many years.
Yes, his family has a lot of drug company connections. His father, the former president, did in fact sit on the board of Eli Lilly and is now one of the main, well, he and his wife, Barbara, are the head of something called Cancer Change, or C-Change, which is a conglomeration of the largest pharmaceutical and biotech companies in the world, who are also associated with the new head of the FDA, Andrew von Eschenbach. And so what we have done here is the Bushes have appointed Andrew von Eschenbach, who is an industry insider, to head the FDA to create cancer drugs with the friends of the Bush family. And that's what's really going down here. We're seeing unparalleled collusion, financial and otherwise, between the industry and the FDA and the government for profit of these companies. So it's really an international globalist power play, because these aren't American companies anymore that are benefiting here. We're talking about the international free trade New World Order garbage that's being crammed down the throats of Americans. And so the health issue is just on the front end of that. And, of course, you have to get rid of health freedom in a country if you're planning to manipulate the population. That's been historically proven. Health freedom, free thinking, doesn't work if you're trying to manipulate people and brainwash them and get them to follow along like sheeples, like we have in this country. And so just not enough people have woken up, Dr. Stan, to take action, take charge. And until they do, our country is in dire straits, not only on these health issues, but on the entire Constitution and freedoms that we say we believe in.
And, of course, if you couldn't regulate and control, you know, what the American people eat and drink, why, of course, you can slowly poison them. People would say, why, that's absurd. Who would want to poison the American people and distort the minds of our youth? And yet, of course, if you look at the test scores for our students graduating from high school, they cannot compete competitively with students from other countries, even some of them second-rate countries throughout the world. How could we do such a poor job with education unintentionally? And is it education, or have there been changes in the brain function of our students? Ask the professors in colleges, as I have many times, are these the same students you saw 20 years ago? And 20 years ago, things were bad. They're worse now. Our students, many of them, cannot think effectively. And, of course, we know that nutrition plays such an important part, you know, and eating the proper things and avoiding poisonous things. And the FDA is there to protect us, or are they? So where do we go from here, Byron?
Well, I mean, some of the issues you're talking about, Dr. Stan, are central to the problem, because we have a whole generation of children who are being born nutritionally and neurologically defunct because they're being exposed to chemicals in the embryo or in the uterus, and they are being exposed to these chemicals that are damaging their nervous systems, while they are our little, you know, babies growing. And this is causing children to be born neurologically deficit. And this is all coming from the organophosphate chemicals poisoning the environment, the perchlorate and the water supply. Our government just allows us to protect the industry.
Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
With Destiny Lending, manufactured homes have been difficult to finance. Has that changed?
Yes. We have programs for up to 100% financing on single and double wide, with or without land. Rural homes also qualify. Stop paying outrageous interest rates just because you own a manufactured home.
So call Angela Smith with Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. That's 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with Bile Superfood and win the war. 30 years of research, Bile Superfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With Bile Superfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll-free, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Byron Richards. Before we go on, Byron, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get your book, how they can get your material, how they get your webpage?
Well, the website is wellnessresources.com. I'm a clinical nutritionist, been in business over 20 years, and have designed an entire product line, and those are available to view online or by giving our office a call at 800-717-9355. That's 800-717-WELL. My book, Fight for Your Health, Exposing the FDA's Betrayal of America, is free today, Dr. Stan, for your listeners if they purchase anything. So they can purchase another book like my Leptin Diet book, which is also a top-selling book about metabolism. They can purchase any product they want, and I'll send them, along with their order, a free Fight for Your Health, Exposing the FDA's Betrayal of America. All they have to do in the comment box when they're placing a web order is just put in Dr. Stan, and we'll send it out, or if they call the office, we'll go ahead and include that with their order.
Okay, very good. And it's an excellent book. I recommend it to you, to our listeners. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Byron, why, You know the number. If you don't, it's 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. But this is a very real problem. I mean, first of all, you should need, want the ability to take the health care products that you feel will be beneficial for you. And yet, of course, there are people in Washington, D.C., who, as they did with L-tryptophan, will outlaw other effective products to the betterment of the drug companies and to actually force you to take things that are not good for you, like Prozac, which is a fluoride-based substance. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's the active ingredient in Prozac is the fluoride compound, you know, like they're putting in your water. Well, who do we have calling in?
Howard, could I ask a question, please?
You sure can. Who are you?
Howard.
Okay, and where are you from, Howard?
Loveland.
Okay, fine. Go ahead. What's the question?
I'm wondering if products like fish oil, cod liver oil, capsules, gelatin capsules, if they'll be still available, and if those are going to be regulated, whether they can be stocked up and whether they will keep or not.
All right, a legitimate question.
Howard, the shelf life on most soft gels is about 3 years. They may last longer if you freeze them. They may also explode if you freeze them. Kind of a problem, but they may last longer that way. Whether or not the FDA removes any specific compound will depend on what its agenda is. In other words, the FDA won't just go and eliminate all dietary supplements. They will try to implement the Codex Alimentarius guidelines where only minuscule amounts of dietary supplements will be allowed to Americans. That will be one of their agendas. They will tend to brand anything above a minuscule amount as unsafe based on drug-related risk-benefit analysis. That could be any dietary supplement of any kind, including fish oil. We don't know what they're going to do until they start doing it, but the point is they now have the power to do this, and they've never had this power before. They today, well, when this law goes through before September 30th, they will now have power. They have the Supreme Court precedent because they won the Ephedra case, which was an atrocious case. Because it enabled them to turn the tables and classify dietary supplements basically as drugs and demand that they be treated that way. And so FDA has been working on this, of course, for several decades, and they've now basically gutted the law known as DSHEA, which gives us our current health freedom. And so it's going to be a lot of problems over the next 2 to 5 years. You're going to see the market shrink. You're going to see big pharma-dominated companies involved. They don't want to remove everything, mind you, because the big pharma companies want to still make all the money on this, but they don't want it to compete with their drugs. And, of course, fish oil would majorly compete with their drugs because it's so good at cardiovascular health and blood pressure and even cancer prevention. So they got a big problem on their hands, or we have a big problem on our hands standing up for our health options.
And as incredible as it may seem, the last thing they want is a healthy public. If you were healthy, how could they sell all their drugs? And people say nothing could be that crass. And I would like to ask you, look effectively at what's going on in the world today. You mean to tell me they're not people who would intentionally create illness so that they could make a profit? And I feel that there are some who definitely would. Most people, most doctors want to make you better. They're dedicated people, but unfortunately, as you know, if you find out, if you study the statin scam or some of the other things going on, there really are people who have a different agenda. Do you have anything else you wanted to ask?
I'm wondering also, what is how long could one stock up on vitamin C? How long would that last in good dry conditions?
It'd have to be very dry conditions because vitamin C absorbs water readily and then begins to oxidize. And then it'll start of, you know, becoming brownish in color and starts to lose its potency. And so it's not as effective. And so, again, if it's in a good dry condition, you look maybe 2 to 3 years for shelf life. You can freeze things and make them last longer, and vitamin C would certainly be the case, but then, of course, you always run the risk of your power going out or whatnot. But nonetheless, that's probably one of the better options at this point for stocking up on things. It's a sad state of affairs that we have to talk about stocking up and stockpiling dietary supplements because our government is so darn corrupt. I don't know when the people are going to get fed up with this, but the day is coming, Howard.
Thank you so much.
You're well, more than welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Our telephone number again, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. I think that Howard certainly presents the position of a lot of people. How are we going to work around this these restrictions? My approach would be we have to go on the offensive. As long as we're on the defensive, we're going to lose. I mean, you can have a football team, and if they never carry the ball, it doesn't really matter what happens.
Hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
You know,
if you'd like to make a call, please hang up.
You know, if you have a football team and they never carry the ball, they can play a wonderful defensive game. But one of these times, you know, unless they go on the offensive, they're going to lose. And as long as we stay on the defensive, we lose. So, Byron, how can we go on the offense against Big Pharma?
Well, I mean, the only way to do this is to restore, you know, it's kind of an odd-sounding solution, but the only way to do this is to restore our families, our communities, our belief in God, and get the environment cleaned up, get the food supply cleaned up, and have free access to alternative health options as a fundamental right and freedom. And, you know, unless enough people stand up and do this, our culture is being turned into zombies by all the poisons and toxins and chemicals in the food supply. I mean, I know, you know, I for years, I mean, I designed dietary supplements, Dr. Stan, so I had to make a product about 10 years ago. I made one that I call a daily balancer, but it's designed to clear all the chemicals out of the, that you get from the food supply and the pollution that you just come in normal contact with. I mean, these kind of things, are so important to people's health, and yet these are the very types of products that the FDA would want to eliminate. So, people check out my website at wellnessresources.com. They can see products like the Daily Balancer.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Peace. Freedom Network, and I certainly agree with Byron. Freedom is, you know, one ball of wax. You can't, it's not part of it. You can't have a little here and a little there. We either get to the point where we get government off of our backs, we have the right to protect ourselves and our families from the intentional poisoning of our children. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it's going on with aspartame and with mercury and with fluoride and with aluminum and with genetically modified foods and right on down the line of what they're doing, and they know what they're doing. And where is the government to protect us? Why, it's not protecting us. It's giving the drug companies that are poisoning our people cover, and the vaccine manufacturers cover, and the phosphate manufacturers, the fertilizer manufacturers that are financing, putting the hydrofluorosilicic acid that contains cadmium and lead and as well as fluoride into our drinking water, giving them coverage. They know what they're doing. They're poisoning our people. And if it sounds preposterous, check it out and find out. If I'm lying, you got nothing to worry about. If I'm telling you the truth, you've got everything to worry about. Well, we have another caller. Who is it?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
You have an interesting program. You know, I just have a couple comments. You know, I think it's absolutely pathetic that, you know, we have to call in and talk about hoarding food products. You know, a lot of these natural substances are not drugs. They're food products. You know, and I would just comment your guest made the comment that, you know, people will stand up sooner or later against this kind of nonsense. I would tend to disagree. I'm of the opinion that your average American male couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper sack. The enemies of freedom and liberty know that. And I mean, until we learn to stand up for our families and what's right, we only encourage the other side to continue on with this kind of thing.
Well, of course, they've cut the testosterone level of our males about 50%, and you have to ask yourself, why
man,
is the testosterone level
I'm on a cell phone,
so
and I can't hear you well, so
okay.
I'm going to hang up and listen. Thanks.
Okay, God bless, and thank you so much. And Cindy, our caller says that, you know, most people aren't going to stand up and fight. Well, I hope that there maybe the women will stand up and fight, but our battle is with ideas. We're not going to do any good running around with pitchforks, you know, against people who have a drone airplane that can actually drop bombs on the helpless civilians in Iraq from 7,000 miles away from the safety of their headquarters in Florida, where these drone planes are monitored and controlled by a fellow sitting behind the computer, just like any video game, only, of course, it's not make-believe. You have predator planes that can be flown from Florida that are killing helpless women and children in Iraq. Our battle has to be to get the truth out to people. And when they understand that they and their children are under attack, hopefully they'll want to get Byron's material and our material and so much material available on the Internet. Maybe the women will have more courage than the men do.
Dr. Stan, I think one of the key issues here is that the organophosphate chemicals, which are estrogen mimetic and cross the placenta while a child is in the womb, these things not only cause ADD and ADHD, we now know that, but they also affect the expression of testosterone in the developing nervous system. And I think it is a key factor that is turning a lot of men into wimps, is that they are being chemically poisoned. And what people need to understand is that the poisoning done to a child in the womb and in the first 4 or 5 years of life has a tremendous effect on changing the actual hardwiring of their nervous system that they're going to go through life with. And so it's a profound effect. And until we clean up our environment and get these chemicals out, it is a terrible thing. Any mother who's pregnant should be eating all organic food. This is a no-brainer. And if she wants, you know, especially in the case of a man, if she wants a child that's going to grow up to be a man, they're going to have to clean up their diets when they are pregnant, or they are just asking for trouble eating these organophosphate chemicals and having them go and interact with the child's nervous system. Not only do we get ADHD, we get men who can't stand up and do anything, and they're just a bunch of sheeple out there, and that's a terrible thing. The caller was right on the money with this evaluation of society, and it is a tough problem, Dr. Stan.
Well, tell us about the organophosphates now. What would they be? What specific?
Well, they're on most of the foods. And, of course, this was part of Rockefeller's Green Revolution. In other words, following World War II, the Nazis had all these nerve gas chemicals, and they developed and invented them, of course. And you've got these big pharmaceutical companies like Bayer and Basif, who also make the vitamins, or some of them anyway. They want all the synthetic ones that they make out of coal tar, like their synthetic vitamin E and beta-carotene. This garbage stuff. That's all they want people to be consuming is things they synthesize out of coal tar. Well, one of these is the organophosphate nerve gas chemicals. And, of course, they're very effective on insects. And when they're all over the food, we eat them, and they go in at lower levels than, of course, would kill somebody. But these lower levels have a profound effect on the developing nervous system. And that's why nutrition is so important. You know, getting in, you know, nutrients that protect the bloodstream and the liver, very important for anyone these days because we live in a chemically contaminated world. The high-grade DHA, like at Wellness Resources, I use a molecularly distilled DHA. Has no mercury, no chemicals of any kind, other brain compounds like phosphatidylserine. You can get special minerals that will help children relax their nerves. I use a calcium-bound tetarine. It's called Trical, is the name of my product. But, I mean, you have this whole array of nutrients that can help offset the injuries that have occurred to the nervous systems of these children. And those are the very products that the FDA would like to regulate so that they don't compete with nerve chemical stimulant drugs like Ritalin and these, you know, ADHD medications, Concerta, Adderall, and so on. And these drugs, of course, they are like speed, and they get the nervous system focused for a while, but the net result is now that the person will be heavily depressed in their 20s and 30s, and they're very addicted to other substances. So it's just one pharmaceutical solution after another based on damaging our kids' nervous systems. It's an absolute atrocity, and the FDA just sits around and lets this happen.
And they know exactly what's going on. Well, I guess his money's been Byron Richard. Once again, your webpage.
My website is wellnessresources.com. Our 800 number is 800-717-WELL, and a free copy of Fight for Your Health with any purchase today.
God bless you. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Take care, Dr. Stan.
Go ahead, expand Make My Day Law. You can protect your valuables while you are at home, and Liberty Safe will protect your guns, coins, and paper goods while you are away. Go to Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, your Liberty Safe dealer, and get a safe to suit your needs. They also carry firearms, have an indoor shooting range, and shooting instruction so you can take advantage of the new, improved Make My Day Law. Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Liberty Safe, helping to protect your valuables, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Thank you.
here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoyed our program with Byron and think he's an excellent guest. We, have some books we think are so vitally important. One of them is Russell Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And we carry another book by Russell called Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. And if you know somebody who has cancer, why, you need to get that book. We carry a number of Lorraine Day's videos on cancer and of course, how important nutrition is. To understand the drug companies, a book written by Dr. Marshall Angel on the staff at Harvard, formerly the editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, the most prestigious of all medical journals in this country. Her book, The Truth About the Drug Companies, written from the point of view of a Harvard professor. And, of course, because she wrote that book, they took after her. They made her life miserable. They had her monitored at every turn. And it's an amazing story, which I won't go into. But when you speak out against Big Pharma, they're going to come after you. They're going to get you. Then you need to know how they're poisoning our children. Let me suggest our 4-tape sets on autism, either 4-tape or CDs on autism. You need to get our 4-tape sets on aspartame or the videos we have, DVDs, Sweet Misery and Sweet Remedy, and the books we have, excitotoxins, the taste that kills. Aspartame, A Forgotten Epidemic by Dr. Roberts. It's well over 1,000 pages. It tells you everything, the terrible poison they're putting in our food, destroying the mind of your children, creating cancer. All of these things are carcinogenic. They know that. Why do you think the incidence of cancer has increased so dramatically since the beginning of the 20th century, from about 3 per 100 up to over 50% of our population will develop cancer, and many of them will die totally unnecessarily? You need to get our material on mercury, our 4-tape sets on mercury, a book, Cindy going into the background of autism, and the videos we have on mercury, such as thimerosal, but the best one we have on that subject would be mercury, autism, and the global population agenda. But Dr. Ayub, that's mercury, autism, and the global population agenda. When you get that, you get a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of documentation that you can show your doctor, you can show others. They're poisoning our children. And the same is true, of course, as the water fluoridation. I think the best source on that is my talk on the hidden agenda and the syllabus that goes with that, but we have 4-tape sets on water fluoridation. The book, The Fluoride Deception, you need to get the information. You need to help us get it out. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. They're poisoning your children. Do you care? They're poisoning your grandchildren. Do you care? Are you going to sit there and do nothing? Or are you going to join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Western civilization? So until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
The Information Radio Network, I'm Greg Moore. Midtown Manhattan rocked by an explosion this afternoon. Authorities have not said the blast is suspicious in nature. Early estimates blame the explosion on an electrical transformer or a bursting steam pipe. No injuries have been reported. The black boxes of the deadliest jetliner crash in Brazil will be sent to the U.S. for analysis. At least 189 people were killed when the plane failed to land on a short, slippery runway at the Sao Paulo airport. The plane erupted into flames after slamming into a gas station and a building. Militants have killed 17 police officers across Afghanistan. Officials say four suspected Taliban fighters were killed in a clash with NATO and